Come in, James.
British.
Come in, James. I've been waiting for you.
It's been a long time.
It has.
Let's try this again. We're starting this again.
I don't like my accent. Let me see.
You could be like this. You could be Cockney.
Come in, James. I've been waiting. Well, I've got a pussy galore to do.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have to be British.
Come in, James. I've been waiting for you. All right, like.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Knock away.
Come in, James. I've been waiting for you.
It's been a long time.
It has. We haven't needed a 00 since the riots at the Malabrigo Yarn Factory.
It has been a long time. I still have nightmares about that day. Screaming women and tangled string all over.
And the cats.
Because knitters and cats.
But, James, that was 3 years ago, and we need you again. This time, it's even more imperative that your mission is a success. The princess, Kate Middleton, has been knitting a blanket for her daughter, Charlotte. She's been knitting it out of Shetland.
Shetland?
Oh, just a minute. I had the name. I forgot to put it in
there. We like Shetland wool. What's the problem?
Yeah. Yes. She's been knitting it out of Jameson and Smith Shetland Chunky, colorway Har, dye lot 24601.
24601?
Yes. She has just a few inches left to go, but before she could finish, her yarn ran out, and then she reached for the last ball of yarn that she had in that colorway, but it was missing. Stolen. Someone had taken her yarn.
But, she's the princess. Couldn't she just send someone to buy more yarn for her?
It's not that simple, James. It was the last ball from that particular dye lot, and it must be found. That afternoon, the President of the United States was visiting, and if the newspapers find out and publicly accuse Barack Obama of yarn theft...
There could be war.
Exactly, James. It's up to you to find that ball of yarn. You're the only one who can do it. The future of the British Empire, the future of the whole free world, is at stake.
You, the princess, the British Empire, and the whole free world can count on James Bond.
007.
007. We need some footsteps. Those aren't footsteps. Okay. It's a horse.
It's not a horse.
Lovely to see you, James.
You too, Moneypenny.
I suppose you've been running around with a bunch of scantily clad girls, as usual.
It's a must-know situation. But don't fret, my dear. You give them some stiff competition.
You know, this sort of behavior could qualify as sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment? Really, Moneypenny, what's the penalty for that?
Someday you'll have to make good on all of your innuendos. Now, here are the papers you need for your mission. You need to go and see Le Canadien.
Do you mean L'Americain? That hotel in Morocco where the pale king kept his equipment?
No, Le Canadien. He's a man. Should be down at the yarn store right now. He goes every afternoon.
What would I ever do without you, Moneypenny?
As far as I can remember, James, you've never had me.
Hope springs eternal.
Hey, the yarn store sound.
Click, click.
We just have to have some knitting sticks. There's birds in the yarn store, I guess.
Well, there's a...
Are you ready?
Welcome to the Knit Pit. How may I help you?
Should she be Southern?
I don't know how to do so.
Welcome to the Knit Pit. How may I help you?
Okay.
I do declare.
She doesn't have to be.
Welcome to the Knit Pick. How may I help you?
I'm looking for a man. No, okay, no.
That was Swedish or something.
Do your voice. Go, then.
Welcome to the nitpick. How may I help you?
I'm looking for a man known as Le Canadien.
Well, I don't know. We do have quite a few customers who are men. But wait, I can look him up in our database of knitters.
You have a database of knitters?
I'm going back.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. We do have quite a few customers who are men. Knitting has become quite popular with the guys. The girls think it's sexy. But wait, I can look him up in our database of knitters.
You have a database of knitters?
Oh, yes, it's called Ravelry. And it's an extensive record-keeping system. Over 4 million listed. Government surveillance has nothing on us knitters. Now, do you know anything about this person?
Well, it says here that he mostly knits with blue shades of wool.
Let's see. Canadian. Projects made from that color. Oh, perhaps this is the man you want to see. But on Ravelry, he goes by a code name. Blue Balls. Just look for Blue Balls.
Blue Balls.
Blue Balls. Yes.
Why, thank you, Mish. I think if I spent enough time around you, my name would be Blue Balls, too.
But wait. I think I spot him over there, looking through the clearance bin. Hurry, before he gets away.
And you, what are you called?
My name is Pussy Galore.
Pussy Galore. But where's the knitting pun there? I thought this was supposed to be a spoof.
Well, knitters like cats, and I've got a big pink skein of yarn that needs winding. Goodbye, James.
Goodbye, Pussy.
Do you want to be the Canadian? Do you want to be James Bond?
I can't be James Bond. You're James Bond.
I'm awful.
I'm awful.
Should I be both? Do you want to be? Can you be Canadian?
Well, I don't know. You do such a good Canadian accent. That's the problem. Just pitch them differently.
Canadian. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, eh? Okay. Excuse me, but are you Le Canadien? Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. Are you... I have to do one and then the other. I can't do it. Excuse me, but are you Le Canadien? Are you Le Canadien, also known as Blue Balls? No, even Canadians don't know that. But that's not the point. I'm looking for a skein of yarn, Jameson and Smith Shetland Chunky Colorway Har, Dylot 24601. It's a matter of national importance. Blue Balls, are you all right?
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there, eh? Oh, yeah, I'm Canadian, all right. And they call me Blue Balls because I like knitting with blue yarn, and I like Timbit so much, eh? And also I like moose and hockey and lacrosse. Did you know that lacrosse is Canada's national sport, eh? Not hockey, it's lacrosse. Did you know that, eh? Oh, right, eh? I'm sorry. But I can probably help you. I was at Rhinebeck. Oh, right, eh? Oh, I'm sorry, but I can probably actually help you, eh? I was at Rhinebeck, and I was apologizing to the nacho guy because he didn't sell poutine, eh? And then I saw... That's a bullet.
Yeah, we'll have to download bullets.
Oh, I'm sorry, eh? But I've been shot. I think I'll probably die now, eh? I wish I could live to see the Edmonton Oilers win the Stanley Cup, eh? But that was probably never going to happen anyway. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bond, but I'm going to die. You need to go to Austria, eh? In the Alps, near the hockey rink, and take Pussy Galore. She's great help when a man needs to bind off, eh? Oh, it's too late, eh? I've eaten my last Nanaimo bar. I've played my last game of street hockey, eh? I've gone to Canadian Tire, and I'm checking out. That's a metaphor. I'm Canadian. Canadian Tire, checking out, like, dying, eh? Oh, well, I'm sorry. Quick, where's the ball of yarn? Quick, where's the ball of yarn? That's like Irish. This is so bad. Quick, where's the ball of yarn? Thanks for your help, Blue Balls. Quick, someone call an ambulance.
Oh no, James. What are we going to do?
We need to go to Austria right away. No, that's Canadian. We need to go to Austria right away.
I'm ready. Oh, except I do need to pick a few knitting projects for the trip.
Put them together. 1, 2, 3. Seven hours later.
Look around at these Alps, James. They're so beautiful.
But chilly, though.
Oh, don't worry, James. While you were babbling on, I knit us both these hats on the way here. They have sheep all around, and a pom-pom on the top. Also sweaters with owls on them. And I whipped up this gun cozy just now while I was talking.
Pushy, your pom-poms are magnificent. You're a knitting star.
Good sexual innuendo, Mom.
Exactly. So, what do we do next, James?
We need to keep our ears open and also our pushy.
I'm listening, James. I'll be as open as I can. Why, look over there. Is that a knitter in the lobby of the ski lodge? And isn't he working with some Jameson and Smith Shetland Chunky colorway har yarn dye lot 24601?
Why, yes. Yes, Pussy, it is. And that's a white cat beside him. It must be
Blofeld.
And he's not knitting, it's crocheting with Princess Katie on. This is worse than I thought. And wait. Quick, Pussy, run. And hey, what are you doing?
I'm tying you up.
Wait. You're supposed to make a sound effect, not to say what you're doing. I don't know what sound yawn makes.
No, just start again.
Crocheting with Princess Kate's yawn. This is worse than I thought. And oh, quick, Pussy, run! And hey, Pussy, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
What are you doing with that ball of furry polyester yawn?
I'm tying you
up. Stop, Pussy, stop! Are you German now?
I don't have... Hello, Mr. Bond.
Hello,
Mr. Bond. I see we meet again.
Blofeld. No, but that was you. Can you say it again?
Hello, Mr. Bond.
Hello, Mr. Bond.
Hello, Mr. Bond. I see we meet again.
That's great. Blofeld.
You look a little tied up at the moment.
That's not German.
I know it's Southern.
You look...
just sounds really angry.
Sure you can do a German accent, Mom. All you have to do is sound angry.
That's all you have to do. And say und instead of and. That's it, you're German. Try that line again. It's an integral moment, Mom. I think we should do a director's cut.
You look a little tied up at the moment.
You look a little tied up at the moment.
Like that.
You look I'm kind of tied up at the moment. You can put German words in.
They'll come out like Yiddish.
Just say schnitzel. Don't make it sound like Yiddish. Maybe he's Jewish.
You look a little tied up at the moment.
Pushy?
I'm sorry, James. He made me do it. He held my custom Union Jack Ashford spinning wheel hostage. I had to help him, James. I had to.
Pushy. Ernst Blofeld. Untie me, Ernst. You know how I feel about novelty yarn.
Wait, that's kind of German, isn't it? Well, I practiced the German. I really wanted to be that guy.
You should be that guy.
No, you're better.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Why is the bird biting me?
She wants attention. She wants the novelty yarn.
Pushy, Ernst Blofeld. Untie me, Ernst. You know how I feel about novelty yarn.
Red heart, no.
They don't, Germans don't roll their R's. What are you, Furman? Like French and German? It's red hot. I can't do it. It's red hot fancy fur.
Oh, with the back of the
red hot fancy fur. I thought it would be a nice touch. I hoped it wouldn't come to this, Mr. Bond. I don't see why you couldn't just knit and let die.
Just do it like that. The yarn you seek is mine now.
Oh, you're so good.
It's the one accent I can do. Just be German. Sorry for any Germans listening. We love you.
Oh,
keep listening.
My gosh. Red hot fancy fur. I thought that would be a nice touch. I hoped it wouldn't come to this, Mr. Bond. I don't see why you just couldn't just knit and let die. This yarn you seek is mine now.
The bird's about to bite your cheek.
Ow!
I warned you. Don't get angry. Germans don't get angry.
Okay, go on. We're up to page 8.
This is the climax.
I know.
As Bond would say, pushy, this is the climax.
Oh.
Ernst, we've known each other a long... No, wait, that's German. Ernst, I don't remember how Bond talks. Ernst, we've known each other a long time.
Hey.
Ernst, we've known each other a long time. You know that I won't stop until I have that ball of Har 24601.
It's... too late, Mr. Bond. Even now I'm about to finish off this granny square, and my Afghan of evil will be finished.
Evil laughter.
I'll post it on Ravelry, advertise the pattern to the forums, and soon the entire world will be making one.
But why? Why hurt so many people who just want to knit in peace?
Peace! Peace! Do you have any idea what it was like for me to grow up in Munich as a boy who crocheted?
She's gonna kill you.
I know. Talk about angry.
Hey, Mom's...
one bird that's...
Okay. I'm girl...
I don't know how to... Okay.
I'm girl one. You're girl two.
I can do the English, but I can't do the...
And I can be... Blofeld Jr. Good. Oh, let me move the bird because she's going to kill you.
I know.
Okay.
Guten Tag, Ernst.
Good morning, Ernst.
Guten Tag, Brunhilde. Guten Morgen, Kate. Wie geht es?
How are you?
Es ist so ein schöner Tag. Ist ziemlich sexy, nein?
He is sexy and wait, what is he doing?
Ich tue häkeln. Ich liebe häkeln.
Häkeln? Crochet?
Ew! Lass uns abheuen. Ich möchte nicht, um die Krankheit zu fangen.
I think I'm breaking open knives.
Komm, Kate. Lass uns gehen.
You understood what that was about?
Yeah, I figured it.
Okay.
I was doing the English translation.
All right. That's a good point. Now you're German again.
It was many years.
That's Yiddish!
I don't know the difference.
It was many years ago is not even his voice from earlier.
What
he's
was
a man.
His voice?
It was many years ago.
That's absolutely wrong.
It's Yiddish.
I thought you said you couldn't do Yiddish.
I can't. I just pictured Jerry and how she would say things.
Okay. Do you remember how you pitched his voice?
No.
Well, I don't remember.
It was many years ago.
He was a man.
It was many years ago.
It was many years ago. Still like that. It was many years ago. What? Was ist das?
No.
It was many years ago. Was?
It was many years ago. But I will never forget the humiliation I suffered.
He is a man, though.
It was many years ago, but I will never forget the humiliation I suffered. I vowed to wreak havoc on Kate Middleton, and now... But wait, Mr. Bond, how did you get out of those ropes?
Never underestimate the power of an angry pussy.
But you're real pussy galore.
World domination, I understand, but tying you up with fun fur... I guess that's one step too far. Quick, James, here's your gun.
Blofeld, it's over. Untangle that granny square and give me the yarn.
Ugh, you've outsmarted me, but I'll get you next time, Mr. Bond.
Back at MI6.
Do you remember the voice?
No.
Okay, no one else will either.
James, you did it. You saved the Royal Afghan. How can we ever thank you?
All in a day's work, Em. But now I must be off. I have a knitting lesson to attend to.
A knitting lesson?
Yes, Em, a knitting lesson.
Yeah,
I know I ended the sentence with a proposition.
A proposition? Who are you propositioning now?
I have to go, Em. This isn't in the script.
This is later. Later.
You'll play some romantic
later,
music.
Later, just make some music. Later.
No, you'll, later, you'll put in some
music. I'm on a boat.
And I see.
Pushy, don't you think that the bedroom on this yacht is the perfect place for a knitting lesson?
I do, but James, after your last adventure and being tied up and all, aren't you a bit too stiff for crafting?
I am a bit stiff. But knitting is supposed to be relaxing, so let's get to it.
Let me just change into something a little more comfortable.
Hey, is that a knitted bikini?
Oh, James, is that a cable? Or are you just glad to see me? Oh, James.
Oh, baby.
Be careful.
Oh, pushy. Pushy, pushy.
Oh, James, be careful, or you'll felt my new bikini.
The end. Starring us!